The best way to think about it is to think about when you're standing outside of a forest and you see a bunch of trees in front of you. The chromosomes are essentially each individual tree, and you're able to identify each tree and see if there's one tree that's different than another tree, or maybe they have two of the same trees standing together. What we're able to do now with the technology is not only look at the trees, but we're able to go deep into the forest and look at a single branch and what part of the branch, if it's closer to the leaf, if it's closer to the trunk, and where those defects lie within the forest themselves.